I'm Asmodeus, from the Strange and Unusual podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from Legends Studios via the interwebs and some Legends Entertainment news stream. I'm Drunk Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Shark Taco, and I'm loving it.
Oh yeah, we're having so much fun. Drunk Beef is... fun time.
Oh yeah.
You are mer. And these are gonna be the fresh news for the week ending Thursday, June 23rd. And yes, you've heard that right. You're probably wondering, where are all the other weeks of news? Well, we got them. We fell on our head. Shit happened.
Right.
And anyway...
one concussion later.
Yeah. So it's gonna be coming, but a little bit later. So if you want to listen to it, good. If you don't, well, sorry.
It's late news. Press it's just skip. Us commenting.
Yeah, just us commenting, and you know our brand of casting. So we're sorry about all that. We're going to be back on a schedule, and we're going to try to pump as much of the stuff. We've kept recording this old time, so by the end of the year, you're going to have as many Legends podcasts as you're used to. So
we will pump it out for you, yeah.
We will. So, Beef, yeah. For tonight, yeah. What time is it?
News time, drunken style.
Most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time
of the beef.
Online media, Star Trek, an interview with Brian Fuller, which was really interesting. The thing I'm taking from that is that he was saying that he didn't become a writer because he wanted to be a writer. He wanted to be a Star Trek writer. The guy already worked on Voyager and Deep Space Nine, and now he's coming back and he's able to go in his own era and do his stuff. He's really happy about it. They're thinking about announcing around Comic-Con, what's the era in which they are and the characters and all that. So it's all coming really, really, really fast, so we should know a little bit more very, very, very soon.
And wasn't there a comment from Fuller about the period that it's going to be in possibly being a different one?
No, the comment is really, we're going to announce it at Comic-Con. I can't talk about it, but they have their own era. So they're not like in the Next Generation era or in the original movies era or something.
Well, I mean,
like that.
that's kind of obvious, all the timeline. Poof.
Well, at some point, I mean, Voyager, Deep Space Nine, and Next Generation all happen like somehow at the same time, if you want.
But okay,
like you're following some characters. I'm just wondering if they're gonna go somewhere else. Other characters, who are we gonna follow?
Yeah,
I can't wait to see all this. Like, who is it gonna be centered around? Is it still gonna be Kirk Spock? Not.
No, it's gonna be the strippers of the Star Trek universe.
No, it's gonna be a new captain, I'm pretty sure. I don't think we're gonna have the people from the movie. I don't
really
think they're gonna
the
hire Chris Pine.
Hopefully
not
zombie
the strippers.
Strippers from outer space. If
not zombies. Zombie strippers freak me out.
Why?
Because you're junk.
Because he usually likes strippers.
Yeah, but he liked that movie. I think he gave it like a good review.
They still eat your junk. It's freaky.
other things that Brian Fuller talked about is Hannibal Season 4 on TV News.
I'm
still holding out hope. I doubt it. I don't know if it'll happen.
Yeah, basically what he's saying is that the cast is in. He talked about the story he wants to do. They say that it would turn the show on its own head. But right now, the way the rights are, they need to wait for August 2017 to get the rights back until they can try to sell that show.
Oh, well.
So we're waiting for that, but he seems really, really still in that universe and still want to tell that story. So that's why I put it in there. It's a little glimmer of hope, but...
Can he start shooting before then?
That should almost be non-news.
So.
Is it like something that he's going to be like shooting and then like possibly releasing in August 2017? Or he can't start shooting until...
Can't start doing anything with it until...
That should almost be non-news, dude. I mean,
oh,
that's...
Oh, sorry.
I know, no, you're...
It's Hannibal!
Yeah.
I want it to happen, but
But they're still talking about doing it, so we thought it was canceled. This is big non-news.
It exists in sub form. Come on, Beef.
We'll save it for the end.
Okay, fine.
Fine. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman from the 70s, is going to be president of the United States and Supergirl, which is pretty cool. I like their casting. I mean, they have the old Supergirl as the foster mother, and they have an old Superman as the foster father and
so
all that stuff.
It's weird, and I like it. I mean, I do like it.
Yeah.
So much fan service. It's like her birthing another actress into the role.
Right, but see, and also, why isn't she like some crazy, super tanned, tiny hand, comb over guy? Right? Like in the Supergirl universe, it's a woman winning the presidential election and not some fucking idiot, tiny hand. You get what I'm saying? Like it's.
You know why?
Whatever.
Because this show is written by women. It's produced by women. It's like
I know, but I'm just saying.
And they're doing that... is actually they're choosing to give roles to older
I like
actresses.
Linda Carter, though.
In her like, how old is she? In her 40s or 50s? I imagine 50s.
Linda Carter, 60s.
Linda Carter
in her 60s.
No, really?
Well, she was young in the 70s.
Actresses freak me out. Yeah, well, you're right. Okay,
she was young 35 years ago.
So you know there are no roles for these women. So I guess they're like, whatever, if we're going to, you know, have a president, then we're going to give that role to a woman.
And we've been watching...
You also have to remember, though, it's an election year in America, so everything
it's
has
true.
Some sort of
it's
bend.
True.
Whatever. That's why I was joking around about the why isn't she a Trump stand-in.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
No,
like, but realistically, it's one
Sorry,
or the other.
Sorry, that right over my head.
No, that's fine. But, I mean, that's fine.
We're not American.
Oh, but Jesus Christ. She's 64 years old right now.
Is huh. that all?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
But see, I like, after people get like 50, I'm like, oh, they're just old.
They're years old.
Beef, you're getting there. You know that, huh?
Shut the fuck up.
But anyway, we've been watching some Supergirl, and it's been fun.
It's actually good. You know what?
It
I
isn't.
Actually
it isn't a bad
Flash.
Show. I mean, it maybe not for everybody, but it's not a bad show. It is fun.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's honestly better than The Flash. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole several Earths, but I know they're gonna merge with The Flash now. But the whole like multi-Earth thing on The Flash kind of that's where I draw the line. That I'm like, ugh, whatever.
Time travel.
Like it's
multi-Earth.
Just a way to like
you have more to keep.
Shuffle your dead characters and like bring them back, and that's just super cheesy. But yeah, but anyway, it's the rest of the dialogue or whatever is the same kind of cheesy romance. Those moments, I kind of whatever.
Yeah, it's CW moments, you know. It's yeah. It's...
But apart from that, I mean, yeah, it's totally watchable, entertaining. I love Calista Flockhart. I love her. The boss role, she's so funny.
She's
amazing. She's just gorgeous and lovely and amazing.
What about Archer being renewed for 3 fucking full seasons? I'm happy. It's, you know, sexist and random and it's
whatever.
It is
hilarious.
I know you hate it.
No, I don't hate Archer. Are
but
you
it's,
serious?
It's,
wait, we watch a bunch of
Archer
with you.
You know what? Archer is not. Archer is
but it's
not
like the
50s
Bond
like
to me.
I don't
It's like
the
50s Bond. It's sexist in that style. You know what I mean?
I disagree.
Like the old school Bond.
The old school Bond was not aware that it was being sexist. When Archer is being sexist, it points out that he's being sexist in a way.
True.
You know, it's more ironic about it, and the guys don't get away with it as much. Yes, it's full of stereotypes, but I find it kind of well made, and besides, it's clearly for an adult public.
Are you sure you're a feminist?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, just
I'm just
sure.
a,
I
know.
Just, no, I appreciate, because. Most people are like, Archer, oh my god, that's like boob jokes, right?
Lana!
It is some boob jokes, but the
trucker
girls
hands.
Get angry
you have
at
trucker
it,
hands,
and the guy
woman.
Looks like an idiot in the
Listen,
end.
Listen, if you
yeah,
ever try
true.
To strangle me, Shark Taco, I am sure before, with my last dying breath, I will call out trucker hands, because your hands ain't tiny, sweetheart. I'm just
I know.
Saying.
I have the hugest hands. Imagine, I'm just going to say something, this is R-rated. Imagine
Reach around, or?
The hand jobs.
I'll see you in 2 months.
And besides, I don't strangle. I'm a shark. I bite.
I don't. Oh, wait. I know what that means now.
Arr. So are we finishing this cast?
I'm because... really happy with it. Sure. But also, Game of Thrones.
Have you watched Game of Thrones last week?
Holy crap.
Tell me you watched Game of Thrones last week.
So much Game of Thrones.
I did. The Battle of the Bastards.
Okay, wait. Spoiler alert.
It should have been the bloody Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my god, I never want to be under a pile of bodies.
Oh my god, that was one of the best, battle scenes ever.
Like,
ever.
My buddy at work is going, Where do they get on the pile of bodies? I'm like,
That one guy was like sitting on the pile with his guts hanging out. He's holding them in, and he's like looking at people, just going, "Help me, help me!" And like you were saying, the director of that episode is a background stuff kind of guy, and he hides so many little gems everywhere. It's amazing. Everything is great to look at on the screen. It was beautiful. But who was the director, Wing?
Oh, I don't remember. Let me check it out.
Someone
awesome and a half, but my buddy at work was like, "Oh, like you'd really like there's really a pile of bodies like that." I'm like,
"Oh yeah,
6,000 people on each side.
Yep,
in a small area, people die.
And they threw arrows.
How are you gonna end up on the hill? Well, you're backing up to back away from danger, and you're walking. You're slowly walking up a pile of bodies. Like you're."
It just gets bigger and bigger. People get trampled. You're fleeing in a direction.
It is what it is.
They're fleeing from the soldiers around them that have the shields.
It's so fucked up.
Because they're all getting like speared with these super long pikes. So, of course, they're all trying to climb that mountain.
Time out! Spoiler alert.
We said that already.
I'm saying it again. If there are no more giants, I will quit Game of Thrones right now.
I know. It's so sad. But he was not the last one in the books. He was like,
I hope not. You know. Shut up. I don't know the books. That giant should have ripped through the phalanx and the circular Roman style. What's the name? He should have been able to rip through that shit and been like, "Let's go, motherfuckers, out this side."
Do you know what he did as a TV show that we both loved? Fringe.
Who did?
The director is a guy called Miguel Sapochnik.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Stop it with that. You and your directors. I don't care. I'm talking about the story. I don't give a shit who the director did. I loved Fringe. But I asked. He always does that.
I asked.
Now he has me thinking of the director and the fucking
Hey, he directed an episode of Masters of Sex called The Excitement of Release.
I have an erection if I get another beer or what now?
Dude, that's, you know, okay. And he's, wow. So, yeah, he's directed 4 episodes of Game of Thrones up to now.
He's directing an episode of Iron Fist too for Netflix, the sequel to, in the Daredevil universe. Yeah.
Right.
Some Fringe,
Fallen House. Sky, a bunch of House. He directed a movie, Repo Man, which, it's okay.
So, basically, everything that I like...
Yeah,
but some of them. See, and that's everything that he has named right there, Repo Man, Fringe, blah blah blah. I like it all, but.
But I mean, he made some of that. Like, he didn't. He's not responsible for the whole series anywhere.
But still,
like,
that's why I hate Wing and his whole ping pong, because he's like, "Oh, the director! Oh, the director!"
I love that
director. And then I start looking at it and I watch a brand new movie and I'm like, "Oh, this is the director. That's why Wing likes the movie."
That's why I like it.
Like, just watch the movie. Like, God,
I just watch the movies, but sometimes the director is going to attract me, and sometimes, you know, you watch something and you're like, "Oh, this guy directed that? Okay." So, you know, it starts you a little bit better. And sometimes you're like, "I need to watch Spring Breakers again, because I really like that director."
Why would you? Why? That's like waterboarding yourself on the regular, dude.
It sounds so great because it feels like if you watch it and you like it the second time around, you might actually remove it from the list, like from the ranking system.
It's going to be just Highlander.
It's going to be just Highlander now.
I will understand that if I have a hot woman appreciating the movie next to me. If not, then it's just kind of like, what is this disjointed pile of semi-mediocre attractive people confused about their life? I'm confused about I never got paid for this movie. So,
movie news. Anyway, Game of Thrones was awesome. Dragons,
awesome.
Can't wait for the finale. It's gonna be a great season.
And
next
apparently,
year.
We only have 8 more hours from right now, depending upon when Wing releases this. We have 8 hours. We have 1 hour left in this season, and 7 hours left in next season. That's all we get.
I'm very excited about this.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm unhappy.
But they're going to do something else after a prequel, a movie, something. They're not going to let that cash cow die.
I don't want to have to go to see a fucking theater ping pong.
Okay. I don't mind going to see Game of Thrones the movies if there's more dragon and shit.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah, but just to finish it off. I don't want that.
No, not to finish it off. I would like
them to finish the story that they're about to play. If that's all they think is it's 7 episodes as opposed to 10 next year, do 7. If they want to do more episodes a year or two later in the movie form, great. But
what I would
like
read.
A prequel season.
Yeah.
Or that. Series. Or that. The Mad King. Then you have the Mad King and you have a ship.
Yeah, that's what
start.
I want. I want a trilogy of movies about the Mad King.
Well, not just the Mad King, but it could be about like how the. Because before. Anyway, no spoilers, but like. You know, there's a whole story about mankind coming to Westeros.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That would be great too.
You give us the weird little tree creatures creating the White Walkers, and then they die 2 episodes later. I mean,
yeah,
there's a story there, but I don't want it to be played out in bullshit.
Yeah,
give me my couple few episodes or movies, and go from there.
Mm-hmm. Movie news.
Movie news.
So we've been talking about The Rock a lot, like Dwayne.
Just pay him.
Yeah, so now they're looking for him to play the Wolfman in the new Universal Monster universe, which include already Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man and Tom Cruise as a monster hunter in The Mummy and all that
and
shit.
Some like dude that we know is hot, but he's the Invisible Man. My hand's up here, so I'm
so
interrupting.
Silly. That's so silly that they take a hot guy and make him invisible.
Why is there no basis for this yet? Why have we not heard about anyone actually? We keep hearing about the MGM or whoever it is, monster movie universe.
Oh, it's because they did Dracula Untold last year, which was supposed to be the start of the movie monster universe.
Shut up, really?
And it sucked. And they were like, oh yeah, that's not going to be it. We're going to reboot that right away after one movie.
Who was it? Do we know?
No, it was a piece of shit. Nobody saw that. We didn't saw it.
But I mean,
that's my
point. Is that's like we hear about this greater universe that they're going to create, and it's like I want to watch Central Intelligence just because The Rock is funny.
Yeah, there you go.
As the Wolfman.
Well, he's a beast. That's the best pun I can make.
Okay. I just vomited.
Okay. Moving on. The new Ghostbuster team song.
Oh, God.
That's so bad.
It's way too forced.
It's like the shittiest remake.
Ever. Yeah.
It's bad. It doesn't add anything. It just removes from the original.
Yeah.
It's harder and harder to be excited about this movie.
I know. I know.
I think that's the biggest thing it suffers from is that for a while, it was like, it's chicks. It's the same movie. It's just chicks, fun jokes. And now it's like they're trying too fucking hard to make it entertaining.
Yeah.
Where before it was just like, this is what it is. We're fighting ghosts, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like they're trying to make every woman joke possible.
Yeah, it's too much. It's just too much. It looks over the top.
Just be people. Just have fun with it. Just you're fighting ghosts.
We'll see when that comes out.
I'll
because,
still see it.
Yeah, I'll go see it probably. I'm going to be too curious.
Probably.
Yeah, you're going to want to see it. You like McCarty.
I'll give my dollars to women. I won't like it, but I'll give the dollars to women.
Never mind. I'm glad I didn't follow through with that.
Good, good. Nice catch up. Nice catch up. Disney.
Heard as well.
Learns.
Yeah. So they were talking with CEO of Disney, and they were talking about next installment of Indiana Jones after Indiana Jones 5.
I'm
and it's
so bored already.
Yeah, I know. But we love Indiana Jones.
I don't understand why this is such a shock.
Well, it's not a shock, but because Spielberg was like, no, I'm not replacing Harrison Ford. And Disney's like, whatever.
Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford is like 78 fucking years old by the time this next movie comes out. Okay.
72.
So by the next time the movie comes out and then he has to shoot a next one, he's almost fucking 78.
Yeah.
I love the man, but time to do a prequel. Time to do a move on. I mean,
you just take another actor and you do another adventure somewhere, and that.
And 3 years ago, we were honestly, seriously talking about what's his face from Guardians and Jurassic World.
Oh yeah, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, because he did everything that what's the name did.
I'm wondering if they're not gonna cast the guy that they cast as Han Solo.
I just think for Harrison Ford, now is the time to cash in everything that's going to come from Star Wars. And
oh my God, how rich is
this?
But how rich is he though?
Huh?
I said, how rich is he though? He could just sit back and fucking enjoy.
He made $50 million out of Star Wars plus point on the back ends of a $1 billion movie. So. Plus what,
you know,
everything
what?
He
hey,
had from before. So
my guy that does the prequel movies, he can do all my future movies. I'm out. Thank you for the money.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously, you write me one check that's $10 million. Fuck it. Write me one check that's $2 million. I am out.
I'm out. Yeah, imagine a guy like Dwayne Johnson. Do you think he really needs all this work at that point?
No, but you know
everywhere,
what?
Everywhere, all over the place, all the time.
All the time. We talk about him every week.
What's going on?
Strike right now while the iron is hot. Work hard for 10 years, get paid, and be out.
Yeah. Another remake weird story. There's the Power Ranger poster, which took me forever to understand that this weird starting is the lightning bolt that is the logo. This is the worst poster for a Power Ranger movie ever.
That is not Power Rangers-y at all.
Not at all. It's bad.
I don't like it.
No. And I'm a big fan of Power Ranger, and I'm like,
what is that?
What the hell is that? So.
It looks like it could be Gem and the Holograms.
No, that came out last year.
My God, don't do that.
There was like, they made $2,000, I think, the first week. Something stupid like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a painful fail.
I'm not ready for Power Rangers. They've had 800 episodes. I'm done.
Yeah, but they're gonna have Bryan Cranston as Zordon.
Zordon.
Bullshit.
Now, Cranston explained why. It's because in the days when he was not like Bryan Cranston that we know post-Breaking Bad, he used to dub a bunch of things for Saban Entertainment. So they approached him again for the movie now that he's a movie star, and he just said yes, like, to remember the old days.
Well, yeah, because he gets to sit in a fucking room and go blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, and get paid.
Right. Dump trucks.
Dump trucks. Dump trucks full of cash.
I'm just trying to place this guy. Who is Bryan Cranston? He looks like the dad.
Breaking Bad.
God.
Yes, he is.
That's what it is.
Okay. He is. And he's Breaking Bad. You haven't watched Breaking Bad. That's
very
why.
True.
Did you ever watch with the kid?
Yes, that's what she just says, Michael.
Welcome
in the
middle. In the middle, yeah. That's what I know him from.
Wow.
He was the dad.
Drunk. Not drunk at all.
Yeah. He's a hell of an actor. Seriously, in Breaking Bad, he's...
Yeah, in Breaking Bad, you go, Jesus Christ, pay this man.
He's amazing.
That's why he's now done like the Truman shit. Okay, what's with this Blade Runner?
Blade Runner. Sequel. It's called the Blade Runner sequel.
Oh my
so
God,
classic.
I didn't even scroll that far.
That's so classic.
I hope this is a production title. And
that's
gonna...
so oh classic God. If it is. It's like, you know, Strikes Again.
I was like, this is black with lettering.
I'm like hurt right here in the middle from this.
Return of Blade Runner.
Yeah, God. Well, we're excited because we love the director, so we'll see. He's a visual guy the way Ridley Scott was a visual guy when he started, so it's going to be visually interesting at least.
Or it's going to be visually shitty and someone else's idea at least. But, you know, whatever, I get it.
So, some Alien Covenant news. Basically, Naomi Rapace, which is the actress from Prometheus. She was not supposed to be in the movie, in the new one. And in the end, they needed her for a week of shooting. So I don't know what they're going to shoot, but she's going to be in the movie for a little bit at least. Maybe it's flashback.
You have to just set up or get to a planet or whatever. I'm okay with it. They need to make these coherent if they really want to stop Neil Blomkamp from making movies.
It could just be voice work for, like, I don't know, recordings of her crashing on that planet
right.
or something.
It could be any of that, but it needs to be more coherent and tied together if they don't want to make Neil Blomkamp and Sigourney Weaver to make their own movies.
It's a good point.
Basically.
Yeah, it's a good point. Superhero Bash! Bum, bum, bum!
Bum, bum!
William Dafoe plays Volko in Aquaman. Basically, he's...
Who is Volko?
He's sometime a bad character, sometime a good character. He's a great character. I'm assuming he's gonna...
What does he do? Water stuff?
Well, yeah, he's in the water.
Okay. Just
he sounds like a bad guy.
I don't know Aquaman, other than Aquaman.
I know a bit of Aquaman,
I know he
but
sounds like a bad guy woman.
No, I don't know.
Not
Volko,
woman, but...
I'm just saying, like, Volko? What's that name? That sounds like a bad guy.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, Willem Dafoe, I'm ready. I'm ready for Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for Aquaman. Bring it on.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
It's the director of Fast and Furious 8. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. I'm down.
Seven, not eight. But anyway, it's going to be awesome. Affleck gave us an update on the Batman, and I love this news because basically people were asking him where the movie's at and when there's a release date, and he was like, well, the studio has a release date for it, but the script is not ready. And I'm going to quote here. I have a script, we're still working on it, and I'm not happy enough with it to actually go out there and make a Batman movie, for which I have the highest of standard. I would say that's something that would have to pass a very high bar for me. It's not just like, yay, that might be fun, and let's go try it out. So, you know, that's good. The other fun thing he said is that starting a movie without having a finished script, so that's my timetable. I'm not going to make a movie until there's a script, and I think it is a good... That I think is good because I've been on the end of that of things when you make a movie, when you have a script that's not good yet and that doesn't pan out. If that's not referring to BVS, I was getting rewritten all along for the shooting. I don't know what it is. So it's encouraging to see that he's really taking this to art.
Right. It's nice. It's nice to see that he cares.
Yeah.
For what that's worth. It's cool.
It's cool. Trailer dump?
We're ready.
Okay, so Jason Statham, The Mechanic Resurrection.
Didn't he die in the first one? Like,
yeah.
What?
It's another action movie that makes no sense, which is one of the many that Jason Statham released that are like The Transporter, The Mechanic, The Job Eater, whatever. He died in the first one, and then he's
action
back.
Movie du jour this week.
Yeah, there you go. So it's just fun.
Amazing.
Ouija 2 looks freakish as hell.
Yes, it does. There's something about little girls. They're scary as hell.
Yeah, so...
They always are, but...
Yeah, you know, okay. It's a Ouija movie. I know.
It is, but we'll see when it gets closer to release.
Violet is going to be so scary when she's, like, a little older. Because, you know what, I have a friend, her name is Rosemary, and she had a baby.
Oh, it's Rosemary's baby.
Okay, moving on. The Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation. It's not a remake of the original movie, but it's still a movie about slavery and the rise of black people that were basically slave and all that. This trailer looks so powerful. It's crazy how good this movie looks.
Yeah, I might have to pee during this movie, and that's not a bad thing, so I might want to watch it at home and, like, actually absorb the whole movie and the message, as opposed to just, you know,
yeah.
Theater.
That movie was the highest bid on movie at Sundance this year, and they refused
an
offer from Netflix because they wanted to have a theater run and have an Oscar chance, to give you an idea. And the movie's trending really, really, really well for it, so...
I mean, it looks amazing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
In the 8 theaters that might play it around here, I don't want to go see it.
Okay, fair enough. American Honey with Shia LaBeouf.
Praise the beef.
Yeah.
It's Shia. Who gives a shit?
He's a good actor. What can I say?
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is. Huh?
Kind of. I don't know. Maybe. Mediocre.
Yeah. But the movie looks kind of fun. Seems a little bit like out of character for him, though. So I found that interesting to put that in there. And I think the trailer is interesting. But one of the interesting trailers is the next one, the Tupac movie.
Oh, my God. I listened to a shit ton of Tupac when I was a teenager. I really loved the whole...
You're so French. I love the Tupac. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this.
All of the Tupacs.
You had a problem with the eyes of the actor, though.
Yeah. Because, like, when you see him, like, in the trailer, they light him and you just see a silhouette, like, from behind. You can only see his head. And he walks like him. And he has, like, the cheekbones. Cheekbones are perfect, and then when he's lit,
you're like, oh my god,
and I'm like, oh no, his face not working, his eyes are not working. Tupac is about the big baby doll eyes and like silly long lashes, like he has, you know, he has those eyes, he has the puppy dog eyes, and that was missing. But apart from that, I'm totally down. I'll go watch that.
Yeah, it's in the vein of Straight Out of Compton right now, or in the
which I still need to see.
It's really good. It's really, really good. You should. War on Everyone. Fun, weird, maybe? Not sure?
Meh, not sure.
Guy from Ant-Man in the kind of nice guys comedy thingy.
I need another trailer.
It looks like a silly comedy version of Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't sound good to me.
I know.
A silly comedy version of Reservoir Dogs.
So I'm not crazy about it.
That's why I wanted to talk about it, because I was like, is it funny? Is it not? I'm not sure. I was watching it the first time. The second time, I was like, one or two jokes are landing, but I just like Peña, I think, and I'm kind of attracted to him.
He's nice. He's fun, yeah.
Yeah. Well. Jack Reacher 2, so it seems that Tom Cruise doesn't have enough franchise going around, so he wants to franchise Jack Reacher books as well. So, trailer looks good. I like the first one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, moving
first
on.
First one was fun. I mean, I just...
Okay, moving on.
The trailer was really boring.
To the one we're all really excited about, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god, this one.
The Girl with All the Gifts.
That looks amazing. That looks so great. And just the second I saw Glenn Close, I was like, okay, I'm going.
And it seems to be like a drama zombie movie.
It's like a realistic zombie virus.
A Drosby movie?
Yeah, a Drosby movie. A drama zombie movie. A Drosby movie.
Drosby, I like that.
I just Drombie? Made that up. I'm sorry.
Drombie?
A Drumby movie?
Dramombie?
A Dramombie? Dramombie.
Dramombie?
Dramombie movie.
Oh, God.
But it looks really, really good.
It looks amazing. And it looks like it relies on the performance of children. And it looks like they nailed it.
Kids freak me out. Bad.
It's so good. Like so kids bad. With blood all over their mouth.
No.
There's one shot where the little girl has the plastic mask, but she still has blood on her mouth inside the plastic mask, and I'm like, whoa, wow, how? But whoa.
When they're all in school on the wheelchairs, all strapped down.
I gotta go to bed. Stop talking.
So amazing.
Freaking me out.
Little bit of Star Wars news. Rogue One stuff starting to get out a little bit. I mean, at this point, Star Wars Celebration is going to be soon, so stuff is leaking. Basically, there's a couple of pictures for Rogue One, and the character of Forrest Whitaker
see the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Stop teasing me.
It looks pretty good anyway. But yeah, the character of Forrest Whitaker is basically a character
I like that black armor.
Yeah, the new Death Trooper are really, really great.
Especially them on the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, look. It's the universe, but it's different.
It's the same universe.
Who gives a shit? Shut the fuck up. I'm getting there. Who gives a shit if it's not what you know, but you'll get back there. Like, that's what I like about this. It all feels so there, but different enough to be separate. You know what I mean? Like it's its own entity, but it is what we expect.
But they're linking it well, because the character Forrest Whitaker is a character from Clone Wars, the cartoon. That was referenced in Rebel that they're making live action this time. Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's fun that they're playing with the canon that they're building and character that why invent a new character? We have this guy lying around
they
that
have
can
it,
do
right?
that.
Yeah, why the fuck?
Yeah, so that's good job from Lucasfilm on that. So yeah, like you said, I'm really, really, really excited about this movie. Just show me the movie yet. And non-news of the week. Everybody knows how much I love Sorkin. Sorkin's wrote the West Wing. Sorkin's wrote The West Wing. He wrote Newsroom, the Facebook movie, and a bunch. He's a master of dialogue, basically. And for $90 right now, you can buy his writing's masterclass, which is like 25 videos, a handbook, an exercise for you to get better at screenwriting and at dialogue. So if you like screenwriting, this is something to check out.
If you like cash grabs, then send your check.
Yeah.
I'm the best at everything, so I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Duh.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.